Continuing in Hilchot Tevilat Kelim. Last time we said that the Kelim that are meant to be used only to prepare food, but even after they are used in the preparation, there are still more steps to prepare that food. For example, let's say a meat grinder, or a potato peeler, or let's say a big bowl that is used to knead the dough. So this is definitely preparing the food, used for preparation of the food, but after it is used, there are still other preparations to be done, either the baking or the cooking or whatever it is. So in that case, the tevilah should be done without bracha, and one who is lenient not to do tevilah at all, yeshlo al malismoch, he has on who to rely. But kelim that are used for achila ushtia, for eating or drinking, or to prepare food and it is ready after that preparation, such as a bowl that is used to prepare a salad, or anything that is used to eat and drink out of, cups, glasses, forks, knives, and on and so on, they are chayav in tevilah. En keli chayav bitvilah, ela im meniach alav ma'achal u'mashke, beli hefsek kli acher. A vessel, a utensil that is chayav in tevilat kelim, is the type that you put the food on it straight, directly on it, thank you. Directly you put the food on the keli without any kind of partition. Aval im derech tashmisho al yedei sakit sheyesh bo. But if the way to use that kli is by putting a bag into it and the food goes into the bag but never touches that keli, kamo kat shemachzikim bo chalav, like for example is found more commonly in Eretz Yisrael, where you have this plastic type of, or even a metal type of, of a pitcher, but the milk never goes into there. It's just to hold up the plastic container of the milk, and that's put into that pitcher. So you never pour milk into it. Or chatzuba she'alea manichim et sireh habishul, or the grates, the tripods that you put the pot or the pan on it in order to cook. So the food, what is that? The grates, right? That you never put food directly on it. You put only the pots or the pans on it in order to cook. En tzarich tevilah, that does not require tevilat kelim. V'kol shederech tashmisho al yedei hefsek niya ragil. However, if let's say the way to use that particular pan or pot or whatever it is with a partition, but let's say baking paper, that there is special paper that you have, wax paper or aluminum foil, mapa or nylon, lo nechshavim lehefsek hapoter tevilah. If that's the partition we're talking about, that's not considered a hefsek enough to be poter from tevilah. A pan that is used in such a way that you only use with paper, that's fine. That does require tevilat kelim. Yeah, well, if you use it as a kli inside a kli, so the first one it never comes in contact with the food, that does not require. If that's how it's used most of the time, that it never comes in contact, then it's allowed. Yeah, but the inside, which is used with food in it, of course.
But the top part has to be the bottom part that never touches the food, never touches the
other. Right. The top keli, if I understand correctly, that is going to have food in it, and it's made out of the material that is mechayev tevilah, has to do tevilat kelim. Yeah. Okay. Lo tzarich tevilah. Same thing. That's a good example. The crock pot, right? So obviously, the metal part around it, the outer part, which is the electric part, does not require tevilah because food never touches that. The inside is a question because to begin with it's klicheres, but we'll get to that. Right now we'll talk about the materials of which the kelim have to be made. But the grates upon which we put the pots and pans to cook, we just said, do not require tevila. No, amarnu she'im anachnu mishtamshim bakli yeshirot, aval im chatzitza shel chatichat aluminium or chatichat niyar. Maze? Right, foil. So that would require tevila. Are you talking about the disposable ones, the one time? Yeah. That's not what. Let's get to that. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about, let's say, a type of pan that you always use with, you know, with either with paper on it or something like that. That would still be chayav tevila. So now chiyuv klei seuda b'tevila talui gam b'chomer mimenu asui hakeli. It depends on the material of the keli in order to know if it's chayav in tevila. So let's go down the list now. Klei matechet, metal kelim. Im akli asui mimatechet kegon zahav, if it's made out of gold, or nechoshet copper, kesef, silver, barzel, metal, bedil veofaret, lead, right? These are all listed in the pasuk in Parashat Matot. Vehu hadin kol sugei hamatachot, any kinds of metals, chayav bitvila bibracha. This is lekule alma mideoraita, requiring tevila with a bracha. Klei zchuchit, however, glass, kegon pyrex, duralex, klei crystal, v'chadome, chayavim bitvila bibracha. We do tevila and with a bracha. Yes, there is a machloket rishonim, if the chiyuv is mideoraita or miderabanan, okay, but a chiyuv there is, and even if it's only miderabanan, a chiyuv of bracha there is as well. Kevan she'im yishabru nitan lehaticham ve'la'asot mehem kelim chadashim. The reason is because since if glass is the type of thing that even if it's broken into pieces, it's possible to meld it back into a new keli, kemo kelei matachot, which that is what it has in common with kelei matachot, with metal kelim, lachen tzrichim tevila miderabanan, because of that similarity that it has with kelei matachot, that is mechayev, at least miderabanan, tevila. Clay plastic, nylon, vegumi, rubber type of kelim, or plastic kelim, pturim mitvila, they are patur, ve'amachmir letovlan beli bracha, tavo ala bracha. Rav Ovadia Yabi Omer Chelek Daled writes that if one wants to be machmir in these cases, to be tovel without bracha, tavo ala bracha. Right? Without bracha, tavo ala bracha. בוא נראה עוד הלאה. כלי חרס וכלי פורצלן אין צריכים תבילה. Earthenware or porcelain does not require להלכה תבילה. ודעת הבן ישחי, however, the clay porcelain מטבילן בלי ברכה. So in this case, the fact that it's כלי חרס, earthenware, makes it that it does not require תבילה. The fact that it's porcelain, which means that it has a coating over it, which might make it into a kli that requires tevila. Therefore, we are tovel, aval belo beracha, according to the Ben Ishchai. Ukli cheres hametzupim mibifnim umibachutz be'evar o bezchuchit, tzrichim tevila vibracha. Let's say you have earthenware kelim that are plated with glass. They're glass plated inside and out. Then they require tevila with bracha. If it's only inside, outside it is totally earthenware, but in the inside it is glass plated, or metal, yatbilem belo beracha. Then the halacha is, Rav Ovadia writes in Halichot Olam Chelek Zayin, you do take it to the mikveh, but you don't say brachas. But if it would be plated from inside and out, it totally transforms the essence, the status of that keli. It makes it into at least a kli zchuchit, which requires tevila with bracha. Ima keli asui me'even, stoneware, etz, wood, niyar, if it's made from paper, kegon tavnit afiya, like a disposable pan for baking, patur mitvila, it is totally patur. You don't have to take it to the mikveh. That comes from Shulchan Aruch Yoreh De'ah, Siman Kuvchaf, and Ben Ish Chaim. Now, hagdarat klei seuda. We have one more minute. Klei seuda hu kli sheba b'maga yashir im ha'ochel. As we mentioned basically before, klei seuda means anything that comes in contact directly with food. U'mishamesh le'achanat ha'ochel b'shlav shebo hofech ra'ui la'achila, or it's used to prepare food and immediately it is ready to be eaten. O kli ha'miyuad le'hagashat ha'ochel ha'muchan le'shulchan ha'seuda, or serving pots, or serving dishes, which are used to serve from the food which is ready to put onto the bowls or to the plates. All these are klei seuda, which are chayav tevila bibracha. Aval kli ha'meshamesh le'achanat ha'ochel bishlavav harishonim, v'hu eno machshir et ha'ochel le'achila, patur mitvilat kelim. As we mentioned before, if it's only for preparation, but there is still more preparation after that, is not mechayev tevila. V'rak im rov tashmisho shel ha'kli u'kekli seuda, rak az chayav bitvila. Sometimes you could have, let's say, a big bowl, which normally would be used for making dough, for example. But let's say he uses it for making salad. So now, what is it? If it's used for making salad, it's chayav in tevila. If it's used for kneading dough, halachically, it's not chayav in tevila. So does it go according to what I want? Yes, it goes according to rov tashmisho. Rak az chayav itvila. What is the normal and majority of usage of this keli? Zenikba lefi kol adam legufo, that is decided each one individually, al pishi musho bepoal bakeli, in accordance with what he uses it for. Vehaklal hakovea lerov tashmisho hu rov hashimush. Ukshemesupak yavesafek. I don't know, it's 50-50. Yatbil belo beracha. We'll stop here for today. We'll continue Bezat Hashem tomorrow. Rabbi Chananel ben Akashia Omer, Ratzah HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lezakot Et Yisrael, Lefichach Yovah Lahem Torah Mitzvot Sheneemar, Adonai Chafetz Leman Tzidko Yagdil Torah V'Yadir. Amen. Amen. Amen Yehe Shemeh Rabba Mevarach Le'alam Ulalmei Almaya Yitbarach. Amen. 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 Amen.